All right, so talk about the shared first policy coming from OMB, from CIO Stephen Van Rogel. How is that affecting government agencies so far?
Well, I think the shared first strategy is really making it shared first a default approach to IT service planning and delivery. Thinking about sharing first, looking for standardization amongst IT service providers, leveraging what's available in the public and the private sector first. So standardization. Trying to get visibility into what are other agencies doing, trying to understand where catalogs of services may exist, and trying to use those services first. And then as we build our services, making sure that they're reusable. Within NOAA, we're trying to make sure that everything we do is extensible to the entire Department of Commerce, and we're also trying to work with other agencies outside of Commerce on these same services. Platform independence is another thing that we're really trying to make sure that we don't tie our solutions to one particular hardware platform. And then location transparency. NOAA's facilities are in hundreds of different locations across the country, so these services that we provide have to be independent of a location. They have to provide services to all of our locations.
Now, you have a lot of supercomputing facilities. Is that something that you share with other agencies, or do you use their supercomputing capacity, if it exists, to augment your own?
We do. High-performance computing has been a shared resource for many, many years. We use other agencies' computers, Department of Energy, NASA, primarily, but others. And then we also make our supercomputing available to other agencies and actually internationally to other research partners. So we share these assets and have a lot of experience with sharing the assets. And then it helps in terms of innovation, driving our model development, but also there's a huge return on investment. It's the economic way to provision these services where you may not need all of the computing every single day.
We're speaking with Joe Klimovich. He's CIO at NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Now, just a couple of minutes ago, you were mentioning trying to make some of the IT services you provide extended throughout the Commerce Department. So I think that raises the challenge among agencies that are actually trying to do this cross agencies. Talk about some of your challenges in trying to make to enable the other parts of the Commerce Department to share some of the services with you.
Well, we have a Department of Commerce where we actually briefed our shared services that we have available to the rest of the department, and the other bureaus have done the same. And so we're constantly looking to leverage things that have already been done, things that are available, such as enterprise licensing. If somebody has or is about to embark on an enterprise licensing agreement, make that extensible to the rest of the department. And again, huge economies of scale, not only in terms of unit price, because you're increasing the number of users, but also in the time to put these kind of agreements in place. So a lot of work is being done on acquisitions up front, but building that scalability, flexibility into the acquisition processes.
Now, federal agencies are supposed to be consolidating data centers, but also at the same time publishing data center capacity they might have that other agencies can use. In the practical sense, how are agencies, have you seen so far, going about actually doing that?
Well, I think we're a pretty good example of, I think, typical of the federal government space and data center consolidation. We have probably two dozen very good examples of where we consolidated data centers over the last, say, 9-10 years. And that has been a natural process for us. We do that on a regular basis as we build new facilities, consolidate facilities. So we've got those kind of examples where I think we have not done as much as we need to, and that's where we don't have new money coming in to build a new facility, a new data center, and consolidate the old ones. What we're trying to do is to virtualize our servers and our capacity inside our existing data centers, and then look for opportunities where we might have a little bit of room to consolidate, realizing that there's probably not going to be a big influx of money to build new data centers.
Now, there's a conference coming up shortly that you're involved with that is all about shared services. Tell us about that.
Well, there's a conference, Government IT, Government Information Technology Executive Council. It's a nonprofit organization, and they sponsor a annual event focus on a topic that's of particular interest to the federal community. And this year, they decided to focus on shared services. And it's May 20th through the 22nd up at the Sheridan Inn Harbor in Baltimore, Maryland. It's free to government employees. And the best part is that almost all the speakers are government employees. So it's government employees speaking about their successes, challenges, and how to take advantage of shared services. Additional documentation guidance plans are expected to come out end of this month from the OMB, and we will be talking about that in terms of what that means, how best to implement these shared services. And in the end, CIOs all essentially face the same challenge at the federal levels: how to reduce cost while keeping technology current. And no one wants to miss out on an opportunity to help their agency move forward in the IT space. And I think the agenda for these 2 days is packed full of good examples of how to implement shared services, and then what shared services are out there.